Hi there. The word for you today is when your mate doesn't share your faith. Paul writes, 1 Corinthians 7, verse 13, if a woman has a husband who is not a believer. Accept your mate as they are. Let me say that again. Accept your mate as they are. Take the conditions off your love, as God did for you. Paul writes, Romans 5, verse 8, God demonstrates his love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. When we were God's enemies, we were reconciled to him through the death of his Son. So, love your spouse with no requirements. That means three things. Accept them without criticism, accept them without comparisons, and accept them without change. Let's talk about those three things for a minute. One, accept them without criticism. Matthew 7 verse 1 says, don't criticize, and then you won't be criticized. Others will treat you as you treat them. Criticism always creates a standoff on spiritual matters. So, find qualities in your mate to complement, and you'll start to generate openness. Number two, accept them without comparisons. Saying stuff like, I wish you were more like Tom. He and Lucy go to church together every Sunday, and they have a great marriage. Hey, you're comparing apples with oranges. Your husband will hear you say that he's not as good a husband as Tom, and you know what? He'll grow to despise Tom, the church, and everything else you compare him to. Don't do that. Accept him as he is. And number three, accept him without change. That's hard to do, I know. But people resent demands for change, often changing only when they feel truly accepted as they are. Change is the Holy Spirit's job, not yours. Jesus said in John 16, verse 8, he, the Holy Spirit, will convict the world of guilt, sin, and righteousness. First, let God's Spirit change you. Our partner's behaviors are usually responses to us. When you change, your partner is responding to a different you, and will be more likely to change voluntarily. Follow God's model. First, he accepts. Next, he reconciles. Last, he changes people. Hey, it worked on you, didn't it?